This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
After 90 minutes of regular play and about 10 total minutes tonight of Enterprise Stoppage Time, St. Louis City advances by a final score of 2-0 in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, City 2, Union Omaha 0.
City SC with a win on Wednesday against Omaha in the U.S. Open Cup. And now they got a game, an MLS game, is happening tomorrow against San Diego FC.
That was not an MLS game on
That was
Wednesday.
Not an MLS game. This one's going to be. Dale Schilly is City SC's Academy Director and broadcaster on Y98. That was his partner, Joey Zanaboni, on the call. And now we've got Dale with us again on a Friday. What's up, Dale?
Good morning, and don't ask me to explain all the different levels and whatnot. Don't confuse me on who we're playing, if they're MLS or not.
Dale, this blows my mind.
You're in it, and you don't get it.
Yeah. You're the guy that should get it.
Yeah, so now
that's
I don't
right.
feel bad.
Well, I could. Yeah, I'll say the other night we played Union Omaha, who would have been in the third tier of U.S. soccer. So not an MLS team, in a league called USL 1, okay, which is beneath USL Championship, which is beneath MLS. How about that?
Well, I thought, you know more than I did. I thought Union Omaha was life insurance and financial advice.
And I thought it was a wildlife show.
You're like, none of this makes sense. But just so people know, because it said Joey Zanaboni said that City will advance, that clip we just played. But their next game is not related to Wednesday's game. Their next game is an MLS game, but then Wednesday, May 21st, is when they play Minnesota United in the U.S. Open Cup. So
that's
they're kind
correct.
Of in two different things at once.
That's right. Two competitions going at once. You got the league play of the MLS games. That would be our game tomorrow versus San Diego, our game on Wednesday the 14th at home against Sporting Kansas City. And then the May 21st game will be against Minnesota, up in Minnesota. That will be an Open Cup match. And now, look, not to confuse you guys.
Too late.
But
too late.
Our game on, I believe, the 17th of May will be against Minnesota United up in Minnesota, and that will be a league game. So we'll play them in back-to-back matches, okay, once on the 17th, once on the 21st. The first, a league game. The second, a cup match.
Wait, what league?
the MLS league.
Oh, MLS, yeah. that one.
That would
okay.
be, it would, it is that funny, one. Though, Dale. I mean, when you think about it, it would be like the St. Louis Cardinals, like, well, they face the Brewers tonight and tomorrow night, and then on Wednesday they're playing in the Baseball of America League against the Cubs.
Baseball of America League.
Like you're like, wait, what? It's a little confused. It's a little unusual. MLS is for American fans.
For sure.
Yeah.
Why this is done worldwide. So worldwide, there's league matches, there's cup matches. The league is a prescribed X amount of games over the course of a longer period of time. The cup matches are typically single elimination or group play and elimination. And yeah, it's done around the world. It's a little bit different. It's unique to the soccer world. I don't know of another team sport that has events, concurrent events like this, but keeps it interesting. Keeps us on our toes.
It does, but I will note it was the 28th grievance against King George III and the Declaration of Independence, but I must have struck that. All these interleague plays. feels very European. No taxation without representation and no interleague play in the middle of the season.
So now if you were confused before, now how are you feeling?
Let's go back to Mutual of Omaha.
Yes.
Union of Omaha.
You see?
Warren Buffett's team.
You're right.
I didn't know that guy played soccer.
Dale, you ever get to the point where you're just like, I don't even know these teams. There's just a ball out there. I'm going to follow the ball and tell you what I'm seeing.
Yeah, let Joey tell me what's going on. That's when I know I'm in trouble.
How is Joey doing?
And Joey was excited the other night. He called a couple of goals. He was very excited and happy we got the result, and both of us are looking forward to the game versus San Diego.
Tell us about San Diego.
Yeah, an expansion team, but right now they're in the top four in our conference, having a good year, and we played them out there. They outplayed us in their home opener, I believe. That was their home opener. They outplayed us. We ended with a 0-0 draw, but we'll see. They've had a good start to the year, and now that we've got result the other day, felt good scoring a couple goals, felt good having a good attacking moments. Hopefully we can carry it over against San Diego.
How are we doing on the injury front, Dale? Because I know City SC had a few guys dealing with some issues.
Yeah. Well, Roman Berkey's back in full training. We'll see if he's back in goal yet or not, or if we continue with Ben Loon, who's done well filling in for Roman. We had Alfredo Morales went down with a little bit of an injury the other day, but we're starting to get some of the guys back. The bench is getting a little bit deeper, and so we're starting to see some faces back, and that's important because we were really hurting there for a while, but we're certainly not in the same spot we were 2 weeks ago.
With the new coach who's now had some time, quite a bit of time to settle in, and we know what the style of play was like under Bradley Carnell, and it's a little bit different now, but do you get the sense that, you know, everybody else has settled in around him?
I would say that we're starting to see that we're defending a little bit higher up the field. Olaf is getting more comfortable with the league as he's starting to bring in and play more attacking-oriented players. So the game's happening more in the front half of the field. The team is still, has a defensive shell about them where we're limiting chances for the other team. But we're starting to see us get forward a little bit more, create a few more opportunities, a few more chances. We've seen that we've scored some goals here over the last three or four matches. So I would say we're starting to settle in with an identity where guys are starting to recognize exactly what Olaf is looking for, and he's starting to realize what some of the potentials are of the players.
Speaking of potential for players, Joey Zielinski scored a goal in his first pro match. Is he in the lineup now for good for the rest of the season?
Well, you would think that every time a guy scores, that means they're automatically in the first 11, but it doesn't normally work that way.
Okay.
We'll have to see, though. I mean, look, he's young legs. Some guys put in a full shift on Wednesday night that have put in a lot of minutes over the course of the year because he's young, because he had a good performance. He could be on the table to be selected for Saturday night. He's young enough that he could go a Wednesday, Saturday and be able to perform. But yeah, Olaf plays those cards really close. He doesn't let out, what he's thinking in terms of a lineup. He'll give a player an accolade for a good performance, but he's not going to share a lineup until he rolls it out at game time.
Yeah, and I just like if City is they're struggling a bit, right? They're trying to get some momentum going, some more offense. You would think that maybe a young guy who had a good game like that might have a better chance to find a slot in the lineup versus a team that's already a finely tuned machine.
For sure. And especially knowing that some of the guys that have logged in so many minutes are, you know, have to be wearing down a little bit. So I would think Joe's chances are good. If he's not fit enough to do it Wednesday, Saturday, he could be a candidate for Wednesday, since we have Sporting Kansas City next Wednesday. So a lot of guys are going to see some minutes. There'll be some player rotation here over the next 2 weeks because of the number of games the team's playing.
How do players feel about this when they do have a game on a Wednesday and then they're right back at it like 3 days later?
Well, if you ask a player, they would much rather play than train. So they look forward to these times, but you know, you have to watch them because if you start dealing with soft tissue issues like a hamstring or a calf or a groin or a quad or something like that, then once you start getting with one guy, it usually spreads pretty quickly because everybody's in the same or similar position physically. So, sometimes the guys, they want to go, but somebody has to be on the sideline pulling the strings back, making sure guys are healthy and you can get through a couple of games with guys not getting injured.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A bit of a dumb question, but you talk about training, guys being fit, and that fine balance of making sure your fitness is at peak level, but you're not wearing down. Once you get into the season, is the practice itself plenty of running the games and all of that for the players? Or are they still having to go out, you know, like what we think, like COIC soccer, high school soccer, going out and run? Are these guys running, or is it no, once they're in the middle of the season?
What they'll do for the guys that are getting major minutes, for the guys that are playing, they'll have a routine over the course of the week where, early in the week, they'll do like regen type stuff just to keep their get the blood out of their legs, that sort of thing. Then they'll do like what they'll call a re-entry session where they'll get acclimated with the ball after a day off. And then about midweek, they'll have a fairly hard session to continue to push their fitness levels. And then they'll taper off on Thursday and Friday leading into the Saturday match. So they won't go straight out running. Certainly the guys that are getting minutes, they won't go straight out running, but they'll for sure have a heavy session midweek on most weeks to try to keep their fitness levels going up.
Dale Shilley will have the call of City SC's game against San Diego FC. That is tomorrow. It is an 8:30 start. That seems really late. Is that late?
That seems very late to me. And I will bring all my energy. And it's an MLS game.
All my energy.
I don't know if you need it because you got Joey.
Hey, he's got a lot of energy. Dale, I will say this. You'll appreciate it. Growing up, my cousin had a friend who was a soccer player. And this must have been like when we were late. It must have been early 20s. And my dad, you know, met him. Is like, so what do you do? And he's like, I'm a goalie. He's like, you're a goalie? He's like, for who? And he's like, well, I'm looking for a job. And I always thought being an unemployed goalie feels like a tough gig to be in. Like, imagine, like, that's your skill set. I'm a goalie, but I'm short a job right now.
I can't find a team.
Yeah.
There's only one spot on each team.
But it's their fault.
I know. Anyway, I think he had to get a different job, but I remember my dad. I mean, can you imagine a dad's reaction? You're a goalie. Yeah. Son, you need to find a job.
Jeez. Dale, enjoy the game tomorrow. Have lots of coffee, and we'll be listening in to Y98.
Thank you, guys.
Dale Shilley, City SC Academy Director, and he is the color analyst for the, I think that's redundant. He is the analyst for SC Soccer.